What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
5:03, I'm Rob Archer. In some parts of Southern California, going to be dealing with red flag wind conditions as 2024 comes to an end. That means there's going to be an increased risk of wildfires. Pete Zatrio has the latest on how local agencies are getting ready.
Temperatures may bump the 80-degree mark in some places, but L.A. County Fire spokesman Fred Fielding says the major concerns are the factors that will be present in high-risk areas like the western San Gabriel and Santa Susana Mountains, the Santa Monica Mountain Recreation Area, and along the 14 freeway from Santa Clarita to the Antelope Valley.
So those are simultaneously dispatched. The helicopter. So for the next few days, we've got elevated fire weather. In particular, starting sometime today into tomorrow morning and through Wednesday, we're going to have a red flag warning in the Santa Susanas, the Santa Monicas, and the western San Gabriel Mountains.
Now, the winds are expected to be gust as much as 40 miles an hour at times, while the humidity levels are expected to drop to between 10 to 20% over the next few days. Now, those are the conditions that will literally spread a fire very, very rapidly. Now, there's still an abundance of the dead, dry fuel in all of the above-mentioned areas, but officials are prepared to respond with pre-stage 5-engine strike teams in Santa Clarita and Calabasas, and helicopters are ready to fly from now until the weather conditions diminish late on Wednesday.
Thanks, Pete. Authorities asking for your help to find more victims in a sex assault case involving a doctor in West L.A. He's accused of drugging and assaulting a woman at his home. He was arrested last month, released on bail. He was a doctor and a visiting specialist at the Wound and Burn Centers of America in L.A. and at Catalina Island Health. LAPD says he would lure victims by offering high-paying jobs on recruitment websites. He'd then invite women to work overtime at his home, giving them alcohol. One woman reportedly had a drink, lost consciousness before he allegedly assaulted her and recorded it. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges. After several years of a lot of rain and no drought, that trend might reverse next year. Here's Emily Valdez.
These past few years, the rains have gotten California out of the drought, but the weather could be changing. Like the weather does.
The forecast is for a La Nina to start developing as we head into 2025, or at least the potential for it. A La Nina watch is out for much of the country.
Meteorologist Mark Thibodeau is with the Weather Channel.
And what that means is we have less moisture to work with. So that could mean the potential for drought conditions to redevelop in Southern California as we head into 2025. It's not a guarantee.
In the short term, we have high fire danger and gusty Santa Ana winds as we ring in 2025. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A very close call at LAX. It happened when a private jet carrying Gonzaga's men's basketball team was taxiing to the gate after landing, almost wound up in the path of a Delta flight that was about to take off. John Beard reports.
The incident was captured on video by Airline Videos Live, and you can hear the controller telling the pilot of the small jet to halt.
Wow. In the years I've been doing this, I've never heard an ATC controller tell a plane to stop, stop, stop.
The FAA said in a statement the small jet never crossed the runway's edge line, which could have potentially put the aircraft in front of the Delta plane that was taking off. Mike Boyd is an aviation analyst and believes this stuff happens far too often.
We've had a number of events over the last 10 years that could have been horribly catastrophic, and we just lucked out. We can't anymore rely on lucking out.
He said we need more air traffic controllers and newer equipment to prevent a huge catastrophe. Near LAX, I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Anaheim police officers shot and killed a man who had what turned out to be a replica firearm Friday night. The state attorney general is reviewing the incident. Police responded to a possible robbery on East South Street. When they got there, they encountered the man. That's when the shooting happened. Not clear what prompted the police to fire. The man was hit. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police said a realistic-looking replica gun was recovered. An inmate has died at the Theo Lacey facility in Orange. Anthony Brown of Cerritos was booked into jail Friday by the La Palma Police Department on a warrant from L.A. County. Yesterday afternoon, he was found unresponsive in his cell. Officers and medical staff say they tried to save his life, but he was pronounced dead. Authorities say there are no suspicious circumstances for now. A final cause of death is going to be released after an independent autopsy. The Orange County DA's office is investigating. Well, thieves got away with some landscaping equipment in San Marino, and they waved a gun in the process. It happened Saturday just before noon on Canterbury Road, according to the San Marino Police Department. They say a vehicle pulled up to the victim's truck, and a passenger jumped out, grabbed the equipment from the back of that guy's truck. The victim chased them to East Pasadena. That is when the driver flashed a gun. The victim thought better of confronting him and let him go. The loss is estimated to be more than $2,000. Public health officials keeping an eye on the spread of bird flu as we close out the year. Two severe infections in humans. This is causing some new concern. A man in Louisiana and a teenager in British Columbia, Canada, are the first two known cases of bird flu that were serious enough to send people to the hospital. And there are signs that the virus is mutating. Infectious disease physician Dr. Megan Davis at Johns Hopkins tells us that unlike COVID, we are not starting from zero.
So there are vaccines. They're actually in vials. They're ready to go. Depending on what happens within the context of the, you know, disease in people. In addition, we also have vaccines that are in field trials for poultry and also some that are starting to get ramped up for dairy cows. And as we all know, if you have to get a seasonal influenza vaccine every year, influenza viruses change all the time. And so that's the thing that we're watching most closely to determine if any changes are made by the virus that would put any of the effectiveness of these vaccines in jeopardy.
Now, of the more than 65 human cases in the U.S., almost all of them can be traced back to some kind of close contact with infected poultry, wild birds, or dairy cattle.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, the state insurance commissioner calls it a historic moment that'll tackle the crisis over home insurance. Ricardo Lara has unveiled a new regulation. He says it's going to boost coverage in areas of high wildfire risk. It will allow the insurance companies to increase premiums to cover the cost of reinsurance. But that move is being criticized by Santa Monica-based consumer watchdog and President Jamie Court.
This is going to allow insurance companies to raise rates based on their reinsurance costs and the costs that are on the catastrophic bond market, which is a very volatile market, which means insurance rates for everyone is going to go up, and they're going to go up a lot. Many experts say by 40 to 50%. And yet the quid pro quo for the companies is that they're only going to have to cover 5% more people in the wildfire distressed areas after 2 years. That's the deal. Everyone pays more. And like I said, it could be a lot. And the companies get to gradually increase their coverage in the wildfire distressed areas. So after 2 years, they can show 5% increase in their coverage. And that's good enough. It's not a very good deal for Californians. The price of home insurance is already through the roof, literally. And this is going to drive it up more. And it unfortunately, it was a plan that was developed behind closed doors. We know from a contract we received under the Public Records Act, it was developed by an industry consultant, a Milliman consultant, who has worked for the companies in their efforts to raise rates. And now we have no opportunity to publicly comment on it because it was done on an emergency basis. If this was a plan that could stand scrutiny, the commissioner would have issued it right before the end of the year on an emergency basis without the opportunity for public hearings and public comment. This is the first we're seeing of it. and in 30 days it's going to be final if the Office of Administrative Law approves it. Moreover, the commissioner didn't do a cost analysis of the plan. You know, it's outrageous.
He outlined what he sees as the solution to the crisis.
The insurance companies need to be required to insure homes that are fireproof. Now, they can charge more for those homes if they can justify it, but they have to be required to cover people in areas that are fire prone if people fireproof their homes and do the right thing and spend tens of thousands of dollars getting their house up to code, which a lot of people have. This plan doesn't even guarantee that. This plan says you can fix your home and the companies are going to charge you 40% more and you're not guaranteed coverage. We need guaranteed coverage, and we don't need to give the companies what they've been looking for, which is deregulation.
And here's Jamie Court's assessment of the current state of the crisis.
I think it's getting more extreme because the commissioner is giving the companies everything they want, but they're not coming back to the market. We know that State Farm is going to lay off a lot more customers, even though they're getting these reforms that allowing them to raise rates. Farmers has said it's coming back, but there are other insurance companies who are saying we're not going to sell homeowners, we're not going to sell renters, we're not going to sell condo owners. The way to deal with these companies is not with these carrots, these huge carrots. It's with the stick to require them to insure people, because when they get carrots, they just want more carrots.
But the insurance commissioner says this is a landmark regulation which will expand insurance access for people in California. It's 5:21 and a very rough day on Wall Street today. The Dow closing down 418, the S&P down 64, NASDAQ down 235. And now the business of entertainment report.
Maybe you noticed the music being played in the stores while you were out doing your holiday shopping this year. Turns out some luxury brands are turning to a side of the music industry that will carefully curate a playlist, especially for their clients. We get more with Bloomberg's Ed Stapley.
When anyone goes into a store, particularly a luxury store, you're kind of subconsciously hit by the music, and it sort of influences your behavior, how much you browse, how slowly you move around the store. It has such an impact on our interactions, and we don't even know it.
Stapley says it's a $1.2 billion industry. He spoke to one global music branding agency called Grey V that says its challenges are keeping things fresh and interesting for younger audiences, yet appeal to all ages. For luxury brands, it's a way to encourage shoppers to stay longer, connect with the brand, and provide seasonal inspiration. I'm Bloomberg's Karen Moscow, KNX News 97.1 FM.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.